In the chapter exercises, you will be asked to do a variety of arithmetic computations in binary and hexadecimal. You will also be asked to do some conversions between binary, hex, and decimal. In addition, you will be asked to perform some bitwise operations. Use the Windows calculator as discussed at the beginning of this lecture to check your work. Finally, there are a couple of programming exercises that are related to the topics of this chapter. Now moving on to the summary. The binary number system is a base 2 number system. That means there exists two possible values per digit, namely 0 and 1. The hexadecimal number system is a base 16 number system. That means there exists 16 possible values per digit, namely 0 through 9 and A through F. Notice that we must add new symbols to stand for the values above 9 that can be placed in a single digit. That is, A equals 10 decimal, B equals 11 decimal, C equals 12 decimal, D equals 13 decimal, E equals 14 decimal, and F equals 15 decimal. The term bit comes from binary digit. When we talk about an 8-bit byte, we are talking about a piece of memory that is represented by 8 bits. That is, 8 binary digits are used to express a byte-sized piece of information. Similarly, when we talk about a 32-bit integer, we are talking about a piece of memory that is represented by 32 bits. Given 8 bits to work with, we can express binary numbers in a range that is equivalent to 0 to 255 in decimal. Given 16 bits to work with, we can express binary numbers in a range that is equivalent to 0 to 65,535 in decimal. The same logic can be made for 32-bit numbers, 64-bit numbers, and so on. We now see where those type ranges stem from. Clearly, the more bits we use, the more kinds of numbers we can represent. There exist 5-bit operations. 1. A bitwise AND, written as A ampersand B, which for each corresponding bit in A and B returns a true bit if the bits are both true, otherwise it returns a false bit. 2. A bitwise OR, written as A OR B, which for each corresponding bit in A and B returns a true if at least one of the bits is true, otherwise it returns a false bit. 3. A bitwise NOT, written as NOT A, which negates each bit in A. 4. A bitwise XOR, written as A XOR B, which for each corresponding bit in A and B returns a true bit if one of the bits is true, but not both. Otherwise, it returns a false bit. 5. A bit shift operation, written as A left shift M for a shift in the left direction of M bit spaces, or as A right shift N for a shift in the right direction of N bit spaces. A floating point number is represented in a normalized scientific notation, such as ±5.1234 times 10 to the 12th, and has three components: 1, a sign bit; 2, an exponent; and 3, a mantissa. By normalized, we mean that there is only one non-zero digit before the radix point.